Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Wayne Splon and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, July 25th, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Today's passages include selections from Exodus chapter 25 and Psalm 14. First, from Exodus chapter 25, beginning in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel, that they may make for me a contribution. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution for me. They shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and outside you shall overlay it, and you shall make on it a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it, and you shall put into the ark the testimony that I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them, on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub on the one end, and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim in its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. Their faces one to another, toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I shall speak with you about all I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel." Verse 23, "You shall make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height." Verse 31, "You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its stem, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers shall be of 1 piece with it." And from Psalm 14, to the choir master of David. "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." Today I was struck by this passage in Exodus 25, where the Lord tells Moses to speak to the people of Israel and ask them to make a contribution to the work of the sanctuary. We recently completed a renovation project here at the church. And as I think about that project, and as I think about the wider work that God calls us to here in our ministry setting, and we ask people to support what God's doing here, that so often God moves in the hearts of his people to generously give and support what God is doing here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And I'm sure the same could be said perhaps for your congregation to which you belong, that the church is not an organization where we charge people dues or we require them to make certain contributions to be a part of this community, but instead God moves by the power of his Holy Spirit to transform our hearts, to be generous, to support the work of the local church through our time and our talents and our treasure. And so I just want to thank you if you are someone who is actively involved in your local church to support the work that God's doing there, for the grace and the generosity that you have shown and will continue to show in support of God's gospel work going forward. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for your extravagant generosity to us in Jesus. We pray that as we think about the ways that you have freely and willingly moved toward us, that we might have eternal and abundant life in Christ, that our hearts would be moved to show that same generosity to support your work in the world. We thank you for the example of Jesus, that though he was rich, he laid aside all of heaven's glory so that we might be reconciled to you. We pray that you would give us great joy in walking in his example. Use us to be a source of stewarding the things that you've entrusted to us, to every part of who we are, so that others might know the hope and the new life found in Jesus. And we offer this prayer in his name. Amen.